The Thursday Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, proudly partnered with its.co.uk, where you can get all the tools you need.
Good afternoon, this is Andy Stevens from the Toolbox Show on Fix Radio. This is the Thursday Toolbox Show, so it's the review show, and today we've got hand saws, millions of them out there. Which is the best one? Today, I've been kicked out of the old studio. I'm on site. I've got four best-selling hand saws. Let's see which ones are the best. Right, then we are going to compare here today the Draper Venom, Spear & Jackson Predator, the Barco 244, and the Irwin Universal Plus 880. All similar price point. But how it feels in the hand, the teeth, how it cuts, and obviously the quality. How long are these things going to last? And I'm going to be putting these to the test.
Fix Radio.
This is Andy Stevens. I am testing hand saws today, the four main hand saws. I'm on the job, on our job. We're doing a bathroom rip out, installing a wet room, fitted wardrobes, decorating, you name it. And obviously one hand tool all us trades use are hand saws. So I am now going to test the Irwin, the Barco, the Draper, and the Spear & Jackson. The first one I'm going to test is the one that you see everywhere, the Irwin Jacksaw. It's the Plus 880, 20 inches long, so 2 inches shorter than the other three, and it's 8 teeth per inch. First thing, straight out, all the casings are the same, as you know, a bit of cardboard with some fancy writing on. This is the handsaw you see everywhere. It's certainly the most common that I've seen. The first thing that grabs me is it is a pretty comfortable handle. This one's £6.99 plus VAT. You can get this on the ITS website, its.co.uk. As we know, it's been around a long time. I think this is pretty much tried and tested. What I'm going to do is test these four saws, cutting through a piece of 4x2 against the grain, and I've got a 6-inch rip of MDF, 3/4 inch that is, or 18 mil for you millennials. So as I say, the first test for these hand saws, we've seen the price, $6.99 plus the VAT. That's off the ITS website. It is a decent looking saw. It's the fairly standard Irwin saw that you've sort of come to expect over the years. The handle is slightly rubberized, which means it does sit in the hand quite comfortably. Some of the other ones I'm looking at here, for example, the Barco has got a horrible hard plastic. I'll be coming onto that in a minute. The other two are slightly more rubberized. So instantly, I think the Irwin here does feel a lot more comfortable in hand, especially if you're not using power tools and you've got to rely on the old hand tool, such as this hand saw by Irwin. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to cut through this length of 4x2 and going against the grain, so I'm cutting the 4 inches, and it's going to see, as you know, with hand saws, you don't force it, you let the saw do the work. So let's see how we get on with it. So I'm going to make the first cut using the full length of the blade. That is impressive. You've gone straight through. It is a dry bit of 4x2. It's not been sitting out in the rain today. It's gone straight through. The teeth are barely worn at all, as you'd expect. It sits well in the hand, and there's no effort. I was using no force at all to go through that. It is a dry bit of 4x2, so you would expect it to fly through. As I say, for you sparks and plumbers listening that don't like getting your hands too dirty, nice and comfy in the hand. You're not going to be wearing your Peppa Pig glasses. Now, the next rip is a 6-inch, 3/4 inch sheet of MDF. As we know, it's got a lot of glue and other various materials in. So I don't think this is going to go through as quick as we know, but let's see how it does go through. So the first rip. You can hear it's effortless. It's flying through without any force. Done. For $6.99 plus the VAT, I'm impressed with this saw. It sits well in the hand, it's comfortable. The teeth on here don't even look like they've been touched, so you're gonna get a fair bit of use out of it. An overall rating, I've got to give this a sturdy 8.5 out of 10. I think it's well made, it will last, it sits in the hand well, and at $6.99, it's not a bad price. So far, first out the blocks is the Irwin Jack. Universal saw the plus 880, the one that we see everywhere. That is $6.99, a great saw, I think. Ripped through the MDF and the 4x2, and that is a great one to start with at 8 out of 10.
The Thursday Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, proudly partnered with its.co.uk, where you can get all the tools you need.
This is Andy Stevens' Thursday Toolbox Show, live from my job. We're ripping out a bath, we're fitting a wet room, fitted wardrobes, a few other bits and pieces. Hand saws are the tool that I'm reviewing today. I did the Irwin saw earlier. That came in at 8 out of 10. Well made, well put together, and for the money, I think that is a cracking bit of kit. The next one that I've got in my hand now is the Barco 244. Again, this one's 22 inches long, so 2 inches longer than the Irwin. Don't think it makes a great deal of difference, to be fair. And this is 70th per inch. Again, not a massive difference. First thing I notice, even though this is the most expensive, £9.49 plus the VAT on the ITS website, the handle is atrocious. It's this blue hard plastic, which, quite honestly, considering this is the most expensive, I'm not impressed. If you're using that all day, every day, you're going to have whacking great blisters, or if you have got tough hands, you're going to end up with it just rubbing. It's not comfortable at all. I've got quite big hands and I can't actually get my hand in the hole properly. That's another thing. The Irwin fitted perfectly. This thing, I'm not impressed with at all. But obviously, the proof's in the pudding. So, as we did with the Irwin, I'm now going to cut a bit of 4x2 across the grain. So it's the 4-inch rip. And instantly, it tears in, but I tell you what, it's an effort. Once you started, now, to be honest, being the most expensive, I wasn't expecting that. You had to use an element of force. You had to push and pull the saw through. Unlike the Irwin, which really, really just found its own way through with no force, it literally just did its own cut. This one needed a bit more guts. The starting point, the teeth are sharper, so your starting point is a lot tougher. The teeth seem slightly longer looking at this compared with the Irwin, but this one's best part of 10 quid plus VAT. As I say, it's not a great handle. We've gone through that bit of 4x2. It didn't start easily, but it got going with a bit of force. So let's see how it gets on with the 6-inch rip of 3/4-inch MDF. Again, the starting point, we're gonna have to go quite slowly. So let's see how we go on now through the MDF. This is 3/4-inch, 6-inch. For £9.49 plus VAT, that I'm not impressed with. That's the Barco handsaw. The cut from the Irwin was literally as sharp as you like, completely accurate and straight. I'm just looking down at this sheet of MDF I've cut. It's wavy. I've done exactly what I did with the Irwin. For £9.49 Barco, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get more than 5 out of 10. That's, and the handle on it, the hard plastic, isn't comfortable to use. The teeth, almost too long. They kick around a bit and you've got to force it through. I'm sorry, but Barco, for your 9.5 quid, you're only getting a 6 out of 10.
Fix Radio.
I've had it jump back in the van. It is teeming down on the job here, but it gives me a quick chance just to go through. We've tested the Irwin Jack 880 plus universal saw. That's $6.99 plus VAT, 20-inch saw. We've also tested the Barco 244 universal. That's a bit more money, $9.49 plus VAT. That's a 22-inch saw. These are all courtesy of ITS. And coming up in the second hour of the Thursday Toolbox Show, are going to be looking at the 22-inch Spear & Jackson Predator. That is $6.49 plus the VAT. We're also going to be looking at the 22-inch Draper Venom, which is the cheapest of saws, at just $5.49 plus VAT. Now, obviously, the big question is what makes a decent handsaw? There's millions out there. We're testing the main four today. I'm going to be, as you've heard, I've cut through MDF and a bit of 4x2, which is pine. And really, they're the main things these universal saws are used for. Yes, you can use them on cement boards. Yes, you can use them on plaster boards. But really, something tough like cement board, the teeth just won't last. You'll be lucky to get a couple of rips out of it and it's gone. So I think the main thing we've seen so far is these saws, they're called universal. They do cut a lot of materials. But I think the important thing to bear in mind is the test I'm doing today is on a piece of 4x2, which is softwood, obviously pine, and I'm also cutting through a 6-inch rip of MDF, 3/4-inch MDF. These are the most of the materials that we would use these saws for. As I say, these are wood products, so obviously MDF is a sheet material made up with glue as well, but I think you'll find them, they would last a lot less, obviously, when you look at harder materials. Your cement boards, maybe your thicker sheets of sheet materials, such as ply, OSB, chipboard, but generally, the test today, we're looking at just softwood, a bit of 4x2, and a sheet of MDF. It's a 6-inch rip of 3/4-inch MDF board. These saws, most of the time, are just thrown in the skip after use. Obviously, the old days, you used to sharpen them up, didn't you? You got your money's worth. These days, they're pretty much looked at as a tool. Once they're used, you throw them in the skip. But like with any tools, the important thing is look after them, give them a clean, make sure they're not soaking wet when you stick them back in the van at the end of the day, and they will last you a bit longer. Now, coming up in the second half of the show, as I said, we're going to be also looking at Spear & Jackson Predator, $6.49 plus the vodka and tonic, and the 22-inch Draper Venom, the cheapest of hand saws at $5.49. I would love to hear from you. We have done tea. Most important tool, isn't it? On any job, Yorkshire tea came out on top. We've done tape measures. The Ox tape came out on top. We're doing hand saws today. We've got workwear coming up as well. Workwear will be coming up next week. And we've also got other hand tools and power tools as well. But what do you want me to test? This is the thing here. This is the Thursday review show on Fix Radio. What would you like me to test? Get in touch, 81400. Start the message with Fix. Drop us an email, studio@fixradio.co.uk, or you can tweet me at fixradiouk. I will test anything. Let me know what you want testing. Is it a router? Do you want corded? Or are you going with the new cordless ones, the battery-powered ones? Do you want chop saws, routers? Anything and everything. It could even be something like ratchets to tie all your bits of timber down on your roof rack. Whatever you want me to test, let me know. As I say, text number 81400, start the message with Fix, or email studio@fixradio.co.uk, or you can tweet me at Fix Radio UK. So coming up in the second hour, we have the Spear & Jackson Predator handsaw and the Draper Venom being tested on a bit of 4x2 and a 6-inch rip of MDF.
The Thursday Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, proudly partnered with its.co.uk, where you can get all the tools you need.
I'm Andy Stevens. This is the Thursday Toolbox Show. I'm recording this from my job. We're testing hand saws. We've done tea, haven't we? Yorkshire tea coming out on top. We've done tapes. Ox came out on top. And so far, I've done the universal Irwin saw, the Plus 880, that came in at 8 out of 10. The Barco, the most expensive out of these four, $9.49 plus VAT. Not impressed with at all. The next one is the Spear & Jackson Predator. Again, similar to the others, 8 teeth per inch. You've got 22-inch, so again, the same as the others, apart from the Irwin, which is 20. Packaging, as you know, it's all the same, a little bit of cardboard with some logos on and whatnot. First thing I notice when it comes out of the pack, it seems well made, but again, this handle, I can't get my hand in it properly. I know I've got big hands, but you know, you would have thought, there's a lot of trades have, you know, got bigger hands, they're going to struggle to get this in. It is slightly rubberized, but it's square. The others are more rounded off. This is a lot squarer, so it doesn't fit anywhere near as well in the hand as the Irwin. As I said, the Barco just felt awful because it was a hard plastic. This is rubberized, so it is more comfortable, but it's more squared off. If you're using this all day, every day, so far, the Irwin stands out head and shoulders above the others. So the test is 4x2 dry. I'm just ducking in and out the showers here, but it is dry. And I'm also going to be cutting 3/4 inch 6-inch rip of MDF. So the first thing I'm going to be cutting is the 4x2 against the grain. Wasn't impressed with the Barco, but the Irwin did a great bit of work on it. Flew through it with no extra pressure. This is the Spear and Jackson Predator going cutting up now, the length of 4x2. Let's see how it gets on. Again, in the hand, it doesn't sit that comfortably. 649 this is, plus the VAT on ITS. Very similar to the Barco. You had to pull it through. It didn't naturally go like the Irwin. Spear and Jackson to me is more of a DIY brand. It does a lot of gardening products, and they are moving into the sort of the professional tool market. But again, it didn't go through that well. Instantly, I can feel it rubbing where the thumb, if you like, the web between the thumb and the forefinger, first finger, it isn't greatly comfortable. It cut through okay, but again, it isn't in the league of the Irwin by any stretch. So now this leads me on to the 3/4 inch MDF. Got a 6-inch rip here. The Irwin flew through. The Barco did struggle for the most expensive one. This, as I say, 649 plus VAT. Let's see how it gets on. Clunky is the word I'd use on this. It feels lumpy. It doesn't go through as well as you would hope. There's a lot of wear. Bearing in mind, I only cut two bits of wood here. These teeth are wearing. The Irwin, as I said, literally had nothing that you could see on it in terms of any wear. This thing is worn already. This is the Spear and Jackson 649 plus the VAT. With the handle that doesn't sit comfortably, rubbing already in the web of the hand, plus the fact the teeth look knackered, they're worn. This is a 4 out of 10 at best. Got to say, not impressed with this whatsoever, which is a shame because it is slightly cheaper at 649, but again, what we've already seen on previous review shows, you seem to be getting what you pay for with this. Spear and Jackson 649, not good.
The Thursday Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, proudly partnered with ITS.co.uk, where you can get all the tools you need.
This is Andy Stevens, Thursday Toolbox Show, and I am recording this from the job we are on, hand tools. We all use them, every trade. Today, as you've heard, I'm doing hand saws. We are testing the Spear and Jackson, the Irwin, the Barco. We've done all those three. The last one is the cheapest, the Draper Venom. If you really want the exact model number, it's the VSD 550. 550 obviously being the length. In normal language, that's 20 inches, 8 teeth per inch. Similar to all the others, the rain is lashing down, so I'm going to have to get on with this. Otherwise, all these bits and pieces are going to get ruined. So the first thing we're going to do is test cutting through the 4x2. But as I say, packaging off, just like the other test, you've got a guard on this. This is the only one with a guard. It's got a plastic guard to go over the teeth to stop any damage, or obviously cutting yourself and you're reaching it in the bottom of your tool bag. Handle wise, this is good. Way better than Barco, way better than Spear and Jackson. Sits in the hand well, slightly rubberized, so it's softer, and with my massive mitts it fits in well. There's no problem whatsoever with that. Again, seems well made. The plastic cover is, as I say, only one out of all these saws, and this is the cheapest. This is only £5.50 plus VAT from ITS. But let's see how we get on with the cut, because obviously that's the important thing. That's what you want to see, how it works. So this is the 4x2. I'm going against the grain, so it's a 4-inch rip that I'm going to do. Not bad. bad. I've got to say, that isn't bad at all. As I say, it sits well in the hand. It glides through well. It feels a little bit clunky. It's not as smooth as the Irwin, but I think it's certainly better than the Spear and Jackson. Bearing in mind, this is the cheapest. This is only £5.49 plus VAT. So this is a pound and a half cheaper than the Irwin, which so far has come out way on top. I'm impressed. I'll tell you what, for £5.50, you don't want to reject this Hansel if you see it, especially if it's on offer. At the moment, as I say, £5.49 plus VAT on the ITS website. Let's see how it gets on with a 3/4 inch MDF. It's a 6-inch rip, and I'll be cutting across that. Right, instantly, that is not great. I'm looking at the cut edge, it's very, very wavy. The Irwin really just flew through it with a lovely straight edge. Barco struggled a bit, but this, it's not a neat cut. If you were to use a power tool like a chop saw to do this rip, it would look a hell of a lot different. This really is quite rough. I'm running my finger on it, it's even rougher. This is the Draper Venom, as I say, £5.49 plus VAT on the ITS website. Sits well in the hand, well made. Got a plastic cover, so if you do chuck your hand into your tool bag looking for your saw, you're not going to cut yourself. It's the only one that does have that, and for that I'll give it an extra mark. But I think for the price, it's not bad. This one is a 7 out of 10.
Fix Radio.
So we're there. This is Andy Stevens, Thursday Toolbox Show, the review show. I have just tested 4 handsaws, the most popular ones out there. The Irwin, the Barco, the Spear and Jackson, and the Draper Venom. Now, first of all, the Draper Venom was the cheapest at £5.49, and I think for your money, it's not a bad bit of kit. It's worth, if you're using, let's say, not all the time, I would recommend this one definitely. The Spear and Jackson, which was £6.49, and the Barco at £9.49, the most expensive, not impressed whatsoever. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the both handles weren't great. I couldn't get my hand in the Spear and Jackson. The Barco had an awful, it's just got this hard plastic. You just don't want that if you're using it throughout the day. So they've been marked down. But the overall winner, without doubt, it is the most common. It's the most popular. You see it everywhere. There's obviously a reason for that. The Irwin 880 plus universal handsaw, £6.99 plus VAT at the ITS website, its.co.uk. It comes out way on top, way, way, way on top. It sits well in the hand, it's comfortable, it cuts neatly, it cuts a decent straight line. You heard earlier a couple of these, the Spear and Jackson, the Drape, it was a very jaggedy line. If you're comparing these cuts with something like a chop saw or a skill saw, they're nowhere near it. However, the Irwin, every single box was ticked. The big plus point for the Venom, the Draper one, was the price, £5.49. So it's the cheapest, and you had a plastic guard, so no more nicked fingertips when you're digging around in your tool bag for your saw in the morning. Spear and Jackson, the Predator at £6.49, the Barco £9.49. I wouldn't even touch those with a barge pole. They didn't sit in the hand well. The handles and the grips just weren't well made, and they didn't cut great either. But the overall winner, so the Fix Radio hand sort of choice, as tested by me, Andy Stevens, on the Toolbox Show, the Thursday review show, is the Irwin Jack 880 plus universal. That's the one that you see pretty much most suppliers and DIY shops, etc. This one on the ITS website, £6.99 plus the VAT, all day long. If I was recommending a handsaw, if you're using it once or twice a day or all day every day, it's the Irwin 880 plus. It's a cracking handsaw. Got to say, there's very, very little wrong with it.
The Thursday Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, proudly partnered with its.co.uk, where you can get all the tools you need.